Andy Weiss Bartzak, Gardner, New York. A few days ago on the noon news, a Vermont police chief was asked how he would protect police from being shot. A few days later, I read an article that stated that anti-gun control activists have pointed out that Vermont, a state with many guns, has a low rate of gun violence. The writer goes on to point out that people 16 years old and older can buy any gun being sold in Vermont without much fuss. That's why people travel to Vermont to buy guns, which they sell in states with strict gun buying laws. The profit from those illegal sales are used to buy heroin, which is sold in Vermont, among other states. Vermont has a heroin problem, so the weak gun buying laws in Vermont don't lead to many deaths in Vermont, but people in other states are shot by Vermont guns.
This is Nina Karp. I live in Rensselaer County. I am listening to the coverage of the Democratic Convention. It is extremely aggravating to have the pundits who are commenting on the speakers as they prevent us from hearing them. Note what they did during two-thirds of Cory Booker's speech. It is terrible, and they should stop talking and start listening. We are adults. We do not need you to interpret a speech given in most of our native languages.
My name is Sheila Finan. I'm calling with regard to the WikiLeaks leak about the DNC's sabotage of Bernie Sanders' campaign. What I'm reminded of and I'm worried about is that the story about where the leak came from is overtaking the substance of the real leak.